Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me today. I have a very special guest. I have Melanie Lewis, who is the executive director and a board member with the Pink Journey Foundation. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you for having me, Will.
I am so excited to talk with you because the Pink Journey Foundation recently became one of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation's community partners. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, why don't you tell our listeners about the origin of the foundation, why and when it started?
Sure. So we are a 501c3 foundation. We were founded in 2004 by Dr. John West. He is a renowned surgical oncologist. And he just felt there was more room for women to have services outside of the medical office and the medical visit. And what were those services? And it was breast education. It was mentoring women as they go through their process. And most recently, we have added our mobile mammography program. And we are based in Orange County, but we serve the Southern California region.
I love that. So tell me, what is the Pink Journey Foundation mission? How do you encapsulate all that you've just said?
Exactly that. We're here for every woman at any level of their breast health, whether it's education, if they're just on their journey for breast cancer treatment, if they are with a loved one that is going through something, if they just need education on what do I do about my breast health, and providing that service to women in areas that are underserved. And that's become one of our biggest parts of our mission. I am a breast cancer survivor myself, and the services that I received, I know that I was very privileged. I also found out and saw that's not always the case for every woman. And so we really wanted to reach out to women who may not have those resources, which became part of our Rolling with Hope program.
That's so important because that's an important part of the target audience for our mobile clinic program as well, the underserved and the vulnerable populations of the Coachella Valley. So breast cancer is clearly an illness that affects many women, men as well, I understand, and their families. How is our region affected?
It's a pretty high region. It's actually the second highest type of cancer in the Coachella Valley for women after skin cancer. And it is a struggle for women because there is a high Latina and Hispanic population that lives in that area, and that is mostly the communities that we've been reaching out to due to the lack of resources that they have to have these services, have mammograms. And that's really our focus, is to provide those services to them and not only just give them a mammogram, but give them a resource by working with the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation. They really take the women under their arms, and we partner also with DPMG so that they have a resource to go to, and it's not just a screening, but what do we need to do if there is something found, and give them something that they can come back to annually.
I love that. And for our listeners, DPMG Health is actually the operator of our mobile clinic program, but they also have a brick and mortar clinic, which I think is what you're referring to.
They actually attend our mobile clinics as well, and they provide pap smears as well as women that may not qualify for our service. They may be under 40 or they've just had a mammogram, and we partner with DPMG to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks, that they have a place to go. We always have an answer for someone.
So breast cancer awareness seems very visible when you think about the month of October, wearing pink, which it's one of my favorite colors, and you look great in pink, by the way.
Thank you.
But what are some of the misconceptions about breast cancer?
Oh, wow. There's a list. First and foremost, it isn't just women, and you mentioned that earlier. It's 1 in 8 women that will have breast cancer in our country as we speak now, unless other things change, hopefully maybe a vaccine at some point. Men also get breast cancer. One in about 750 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer. Age. It isn't a particular age that women get breast cancer, but I will tell you the two biggest factors of breast cancer are one, being a woman, and two, getting older. So it can occur at any age. Family history. Some people think I don't have anybody in my family that has breast cancer, so I probably won't get breast cancer. That's not true. I have a genetic mutation and nobody in my family that I'm aware of was diagnosed with breast cancer. It's about 10 to 15% of breast cancers that are hereditary. So it's much lower than many people think. So a lot of people think I don't have anybody in my family, so I probably won't get breast cancer. And those are the biggest factors. Mammograms. People think, oh, I don't need a mammogram. I don't feel anything. Most breast cancers, you don't feel. So you do need technology. You need mammograms or ultrasounds, MRIs to find a breast cancer generally. So the fact that women think, oh, I don't feel anything. I don't need a mammogram. We recommend a mammogram for women 40 and older once every year.
Okay, so I would assume that you do encourage self-examination, but in addition to that, you should get the mammogram.
Yeah, self-examinations monthly, we talk about that all the time, really helps you understand what is, quote, normal for you. You get a baseline. And then if something does feel different each month or a different month, is it hormonal? Or is it there 3 months later, I keep feeling it, and to find something out about what that change is. And so it really does help to understand your own body. Many women find their own breast cancer if there is a lump or a pain.
Okay. You mentioned earlier how a lack of resources is a contributing factor to the high, I guess, the high rate of diagnoses. Are there some other hurdles to women getting checked out for breast cancer?
Yes, I would say, first and foremost, when I talk to women, and I talk to all women when we're out at these events, is finding time for themselves. And so we always encourage women to think about themselves, because many times the woman is the leader of what's happening in the home. She's the one that maybe is providing the meals and gets the kids to school and make sure all the factors are happening to have a house run smoothly. So she runs out of time. Time is the big thing. I don't have time to make an appointment for myself. I don't have time to go to that. There are many factors as well within different cultures that if you have a diagnosis, that it can be a negative effect on your family financially. It can be a negative effect on time. It can be a negative effect on how the community looks at you. In many cultures, it's a negative effect on you as a person if you have an illness of any sort. So if you don't feel anything and you don't know anything, then maybe there isn't anything there. A big hurdle is insurance. As we know throughout the country, that is a big hurdle for people to get through to get any kind of service. And our service is no cost to the women. We don't even ask for insurance. Our partner, RadNet, who provides our mobile mammography coach, does the next step for us, which is not usually accepted in a lot of other mobile services, is that if we do find something on that mammogram, they will provide the diagnostic mammogram, which is the next level, at no cost. And what I really love about partnering with Desert Healthcare is that they really care about the woman. It's not just a procedure. It's not just, okay, you did your mammogram, see you next year, figure it out, go take care of yourself. It's what did we find out? And we follow up with the women. And they are so outstanding. We have actually found cancer cases and what they do next. The next step, and that is, do they have insurance? Let's get them insurance. Do they need a referring physician? Do they need more treatments and surgeries? And desert healthcare sets the standard for everybody. So the hurdles that we see are also lack of education of what it takes and when you're supposed to get a mammogram. That's not a common knowledge. I ask that question all the time. When do you start getting a mammogram? And it's 40, and that's a national guideline. It used to be 50. Women get it under 40, but the national guideline is 40, and that's our guideline as well. And how often? A lot of the times women don't know. Is it, do I do it once and I'm good? Do I do it every 3 years? National guideline, some institutions say 1, some say 2 years. We follow the one-year guideline. So if we see a woman, let's say tomorrow, we will see her again in a year and hopefully have great results or early detection if there is something found.
So for our listeners who are thinking about maybe visiting a mobile clinic and to have the mammography, what is that process like? What actually happens when you show up there?
I'm going to speak specifically about desert healthcare.
Okay.
Because it does happen at different health events that we participate in. At Desert Healthcare, the partnership is outstanding. They do outreach to the, we decide which community that we want to be in. And when I work with Alejandro Espinoza and his team, they decide which community we need to go to. And within that community, they partner with the other community members, and we always have it at a very comfortable indoor facility, a church, a school, a community building, and they do outreach to that community. And we generally have between 35 and 50 women that we screen between a 9-to-5 day. And they get the information from the women, and there are guidelines. And the quick guidelines are that the woman needs to be 40 and or older, has not had a mammogram in the last year or 12 months from when we're doing the event, is not breastfeeding, does not have current breast health issues. And the reason I say that is because this is a basic 3D screening. If they have current issues that they're aware of and they have seen a radiologist that has said you need to have a diagnostic screening, that is the next step. And that is not something we can do on the truck. So that is one of the issues when we talk about not having a breast health issue. And then a photo ID, because in order to follow the HIPAA laws, we need to make sure the person we're screening and sending the results to is the woman we are screening.
Right.
But we do not ask for any insurance, and it's no cost always. Once they go through that kind of vetting question situation, then Desert Healthcare books the appointments for them, and we go over the list, and then they are so wonderful. They follow up with them prior to our event to make sure that they remember, that they can still attend. What I love is many of our women, their main or first language is Spanish. And having Desert Healthcare be able to communicate in that language with them in a comfortable situation is just really vital for them in the first steps of putting away any kind of fear, possibly, of what it is about having a mammogram or being the first person in their family to have a mammogram. And they are so kind and patient with understanding and explaining the situation of what this mammogram is all about. Then they come at their time, and we have them go through the registration forms. We provide them in Spanish for them. We have translators at the event, and then I personally walk them on to the mobile unit. Both of our technicians that we use are Spanish-speaking and very comfortable with speaking with the women in any respect of what their questions might be, and a lot of it is fear. And so I always try to whisper into the technician's ear, hey, this is the first time for this woman, or she's afraid of how it's going to feel, or she's just not comfortable. A lot of times in cultures, sewing your female parts, it's a different thing. I even had one woman come out to say, I said, how was it? It was the first time. And she said, like a massage. And I said, I don't think you've ever had a massage before. But the point is, our technicians are really good at what they do. And they care about the women and they want them to feel comfortable about it as a good experience so that they will come back each year. And so our partnership with Desert Healthcare doesn't stop there, because after the event, when the letters come back to them and they get the results, which we hope they say, we'll see you in a year, or we need to do further screening, Desert Healthcare will step in and work with the woman to find out what are those next processes. Many times that we have talked to Desert Healthcare, what are our next steps? And hopefully it's just they had dense breasts and they need to have more screening, and that there's a clear result after that. And if not, hopefully it's early detection and we go from there.
Early detection is so important. So you've touched on this a bit, but if you could speak to not only our mobile clinic program, but also your own, your mobile clinic visits, in terms of the impact on reaching more women and different types of women.
So the reason we feel mobile services, including the mammography, is so valuable is because we're going to communities that may not necessarily have those resources available to them. They may not know to go to a hospital or a women's clinic to have those services. So I try to really work with health events that are multiple services, not just mobile mammography, because we also feel very strongly about the whole family. And if we can have vision or dental or just medical resources that the family can come and be a part of at no cost to them, it shows them that they do care about themselves, that they're setting an example for their own family, that we as a country care, and that we can come to them, where in many resources, in many areas, they may not be able to get on a bus farther than a 10-minute ride, or maybe they need to walk, or maybe they need to have somebody take them. So we really work on those needed, underserved communities, and that's not just with Desert Healthcare. Like I said, most of our events that we've attended, and we started this in 2022 of October, and we've done 40 events. We've seen over 1,000 women. Most of them are within our needed communities in the Southern California region. And we hope to try to anniversary some of them, as many as we can, so that women can have something to continue to go to each year.
I'm curious, if you mentioned starting in 2022, was the pandemic a contributing factor to starting that?
I think for some services, not necessarily for us. We realized that RadNet has these beautiful pink mobile units, and the equipment that is provided by Hologic on the truck is the same equipment that is in over 300 RadNet brick and mortar buildings across the country. It is 3D, so we're seeing smaller cancers earlier, which we hope will be early detection. 2020 did set up, I believe, RadNet more, and then we became partners with them because we had this feeling of we really want to get out. We need to get out instead of waiting for people to come to us. They were very busy during the pandemic at big hospitals that couldn't provide those services because they weren't priority services. So after 2020, yes, mammograms became a lot more needed, and having the mobile services provides extra resources that aren't just in clinics. But I would say for us, we just felt that it was a community in especially in Southern California where we're based, that wasn't being reached. And to have that ability, we really wanted to go after it.
And I do understand your focus is breast cancer. Are there other services that you provide? Other health services?
We are all breast cancer. So it is education, mentoring, or the mobile mammography.
Okay, excellent. And for our listeners who want to support the Pink Journey Foundation and the work that you're doing, what are some ways they can actually do that?
Wow. First and foremost, get a mammogram. And if you know somebody that doesn't have the resources or hasn't had a mammogram, let them know about our opportunities being out in the desert. I will say that in the next 18 months, we will have Maddie, who is our mobile mammogram unit, our big pink truck, in the desert communities 19 times in our contract with Desert Healthcare. So
excellent.
We will be out there.
Yes.
And I will tell you that Alejandro's team and I always want our appointment list completely filled. And he will tell you that neither one of us have ever turned a woman away that is qualified to be able to have a mammogram. We've stayed later, and we just really hope that the word gets out that we're doing this. We are a nonprofit, and we do rely on donations and grants. And our website at www.thepinkjourneyfoundation.org, it talks a lot about the services that we have. And there's a donate button for anybody that is interested. It costs between $250 and $500 cash, depending on the part of the country and the state, to have a mammogram if a woman walks in. So it's not an inexpensive cost, especially for women if they're paying out of their own financial resources.
So on your website, do you also have the calendar of events that you mentioned, the 19 that are coming up? Is that also on your website?
So as soon as we know them, we're putting them on there. I'm working with Alejandra with Desert Healthcare. I will tell you that we have six that are on the calendar right now. I don't have them on the website yet because we're still working on the location and the time. We are very careful, I will say, politically, we are very careful about the current situation with ICE, especially being out in the desert communities. And I don't want to offend or hurt, or I'm not standing politically anywhere, but we want to make sure the women are safe.
Right.
So we are very careful about how we advertise it and who we're speaking to. And we are always making sure that at the top of our list when we're booking appointments. But anybody can reach out to Desert Healthcare. They have a Facebook, I believe.
Yes.
And many times that is where the first part of our advertising happens. And if I can, I put them on our website. It just really depends politically where we are.
So yes, we do have a Facebook page, and we also have an Instagram page. You just search for Desert Healthcare District, and you'll find those. And Alejandro and the team are really good about posting and sharing information.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, I know that you are going to be an honoree on January 24th at the Palm Springs Health Run and Wellness Festival. The Desert Healthcare District Foundation is the presenting sponsor. And we wanted to recognize you and the Pink Journey Foundation for being such a great community partner in terms of increasing access to women's health services. How are you feeling about attending that event and being recognized?
A humble person. As I said, I am a breast cancer survivor 6 years, and I was in retail for my whole professional career, and I just felt like I needed to pay it forward in a way that I could help others. And I have been to all 40 events. I have talked to over all 1,000 women. I have cried, laughed, been angry with many of them. Why me? What do I do now? I can't get an answer. I don't know what to do. And that fulfills me more than any kind of award. I will tell you that Alejandro and I have worked really hard to bring this to the desert, and it means so much to me. I know that cancer has touched his life. And I would say that if you almost ask anybody, they know somebody who has had breast cancer, being 1 in 8 women. And when he came up to me at the California Care Force health event, it'll be 4 years ago, 2022, he had a vision. And we need these services out here, not just once or twice, but let's see how it goes with his program of other mobile services. And I know he's adding other services to the event. But between when we've started this with Desert Healthcare, we've seen over 250 women, and 30 of them were callbacks. And when I say callback, that doesn't mean breast cancer. It means that they have needed something further. And those 30 women, whether it was another screening or life-saving surgery, if I can help one person, it's saving lives. And I know that Desert Healthcare thinks the same exact way. So it's such an honor, really, to be honored by them. I feel like I don't deserve it because we're doing this as a team, and that it's an honor to be able to come out and provide the services to these women. And that's the biggest gift for me.
Thank you for that. And on behalf of our team, I would say that you are totally deserving. And the great thing about the recognition is that you never know who's going to be in the audience and who's going to hear a very encouraging message in terms of getting checked out.
Right. And that happens a lot. I encourage women to bring a friend if you know somebody. In fact, I was booking appointments for an event here in Orange County, and she said, "Can I bring my friend?" I said, "Absolutely, bring your friend." One of my stories, when I was working in retail, I shared my journey, and a woman came up to me maybe a year later that worked with me and said, "Because of your story, I went and had my first mammogram, and she found out she had breast cancer."
Wow.
And that to me was like, wow. So like you said, sharing your story and wearing your pink, and it's not just breast cancer awareness in October. That's why Alejandro and the team at Desert Healthcare, we're so grateful to be able to do this month after month, because it's not just in October. It's every day, everywhere.
Any parting thoughts for our listeners? Just last words about the importance of getting checked out?
Yeah, ask if you... Couple things. If you feel something different about your body, no matter what your age is, ask your doctor. If you don't have a doctor, ask someone you trust that could maybe help you get the resources. Don't be afraid to push if someone says, "Oh, you're too young for that. You're too young to have a lump." That's not true. Just be your best advocate. Self-awareness every month, doing self-checks, and getting your mothers and grandmothers and aunts and sisters and in to have mammograms. It's an important part of our physical being, and we need to make that a priority. If you can, every year once you turn 40, unless there are other outside factors that you need to do it more often or a different age.
Be your best advocate. And
yeah.
So we can learn more information at thepinkjourneyfoundation.org?
Exactly, thepinkjourneyfoundation.org.
Okay, and also on the event that I mentioned, January 24th, you can visit palmspringshealthrun.com. Melanie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Will.
All right, take care.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website, dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.